It's Artem, and you're listening to Full Service Radio at the Lion Hotel. That's what I learned more than anything, is like the things you think are fire, like most people won't get. The things that you would never think, some throwaway stuff that you accidentally play, like I said before, gets you a singing deal. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm Artem, also known as Meskid, and I'm here in LA. I came to LA 2 years ago. I got a publishing deal because I somehow got to ghost produce for Giorgio Moroder. Yeah, the person that wrote the song ended up being the person who emailed me and was like, hey, I know you made this track. It's a great track. Would you love to come out to LA and, you know, give the pop game a shot? See how you can produce with some writers and some singers. And I was like, no, at first, you know. But I emailed my manager at the time, and he ended up emailing me back the ticket to like come here. He's like, you're gonna go. So I came out for a trial run, and then they gave me a deal. Like on the second day, they like sat me down. They're like, we really want you to move here, blah, blah, blah. And then a month later, I packed everything in a U-Haul and I drove across America all the way to LA. I needed a little bit of a change, and it kind of sparked a lot in me that I didn't know I had, as far as like producing with people, just being with other creatives in a room, which is like in New York, I kind of more or less work by myself, you know, producing beats. Something about pop music, like making pop music, people think it's easy, but it's one of the hardest things that I've had to do ever, because it's pop music for a reason, because it's popular, everybody likes it. To reach everybody on that spectrum is really difficult, and most of the time it's chance, you know. It's like not a formulaic thing. Like, people think people have like formulas, they go in the studio, like they do, but those songs won't be the ones, you know, because you need that. It has to be a little bit more real than that. I was born in Latvia, in Riga, Latvia. It's like in Eastern Europe. My mom and I immigrated illegally to America in 1993 via Detroit. I grew up there, moving around. I went to like 9 different schools because we just were like kind of just like hiding and trying to be under the radar, you know, like working. My mom was an engineer, but she came here, she was cleaning hotels, like pregnant with my little sister. So it was intense to see as a kid the whole transition, and seeing how my parents were dealing with it was really intense, because they were young. They had me at 19, you know, and they were making this move, and just really, it was a huge move, you know. And I was just slowly learning English and getting used to it. And then, I don't know, I spent most of the time in Michigan. Then I moved to New York when I was 18. My dad was kind of like the DJ. My parents would have a lot of parties in the house, like growing up. I mean, they're young Russians in America. They're really inspiring. I don't know. I think that they just live life to the fullest, and they would always have karaoke machines set up. My dad would be DJing. He bought all these lights. He has like more equipment than I do by far still. Yeah, because I started going out when I was like 14, man. Like, I met this Russian kid at a Russian party again that my parents were having, and he was from Latvia as well. He was like, can I take your son to this club in Detroit, this warehouse party? Like, he told my parents. My parents were like, yeah, of course, 14. So he sneaks me into this party, and I just see like all of it for the first time. Like, the DJs were just like, they were like speeding up R&B records into these JIT tracks, and people were like wearing matching like outfits, like a whole cruise. And like at one point in the night, it would just like bust into this circle, and everyone would like be jitting. I don't know if you know what jitting is. It's like the Detroit dance that's kind of like the juke in Chicago. It's like really rhythmic. I was just like blown away. And then he brought me back again, and I remember just feeling like coming back and people saying hi to you that you knew last time. That whole feeling of like, it was like a place, it was like a church, you know what I mean? It was like going somewhere every week that you were like, people knew you, and like you could enjoy yourself and just like not be around anyone from high school, because it was like in Detroit, you know what I mean? It was like you could dress a little differently, you could just like kind of let go, and I felt so comfortable there that I just like never stopped.